From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office takes an escaped inmate into custody. At around 10:25 this morning, a citizen reported to a Eureka Police Department officer that wanted work crew inmate Corey Allman was seen running near D and Clark Streets in Eureka. After a brief foot pursuit, Allman was taken into custody by Eureka officers in an alley to the rear of the 1200 block of C Street. He's being booked back into the jail on fresh charges of escape, resisting arrest, and violation of probation. He was performing maintenance on the Hishkari Trail near Truesdale Street in Eureka at the time of his disappearance. Del Norte County search and rescue members have been searching for a missing boater on Lake Earl since early Monday morning. Late Sunday afternoon and evening, Natasha Steele and Drew Wiseman went into the lake with a kayak, which a short time later developed a leak and sank. Fighting the cold water and wind for hours, Wiseman made it to shore but lost track of Steele. Search and rescue started their search in the very early morning darkness on Monday. Ribbon cutting Friday for Freshwater Park in Eureka. It will be reopened with newly constructed, fully inclusive playground equipment that's in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities standards. This will be the first fully inclusive playground in the county park system. The construction project also includes accessible routes to park amenities, including picnic areas, volleyball court, playground equipment, as well as other locations throughout the park. As part of its Community Wildfire Safety Program, PG&E is expanding its network of weather stations and high-def cameras to improve the company's ability to predict and respond to extreme wildfire danger. By the end of this year, they plan to have at least 600 weather stations and 100 high-def cameras in high-fire threat areas. The new installation is one of many additional precautionary measures the utility is taking following the 2017 and 2018 wildfire seasons. Three local students honored with the first Eureka NAACP Josiah Lawson Memorial Scholarship. In January, the NAACP began collecting money in honor of Josiah Lawson. David Josiah Lawson attended Humboldt State University. On April 15, 2017, at the age of 19, he was fatally stabbed during an altercation at an off-campus party. The winners: Ayanna Ray Watson of Eureka High School, Lavender Alice Sharon Weberg of Arcata High School, and Zora Jeanette Culps of McKinleyville High School. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.